Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It's a Monday morning after an unbelievable NFL weekend. And I come to you this morning with mixed emotions. Thrilled and enthralled by the NFL. And extremely sad that another season is about to end. Thereby leaving me in the nowhere's land until Labor Day.
I need football every
weekend for the remainder of my life. It shouldn't be that long right now. How long can it be?
Maybe. Oh, my God.
Keith Jonesy. In one word, could you capture the entertainment of what you saw this weekend?
Unfathomable. I just can't believe what an entertaining weekend that just passed. I'm so disappointed that we can't do it again next weekend like this. That was unreal.
When I was a kid, I used to be a big fan of pro wrestling.
Me too.
For many years, I did not know that it was scripted. And I'm telling you right now, you can't have that much great excitement in real sports than what you had this weekend. Four unbelievable games. Four games all ended on the final play. Jonesy, four games all ended on the final. You couldn't script that. No one would believe you.
Can you imagine the ratings?
Oh, they're going to be insane.
The NFL this weekend. This Roger Goodell can do nothing wrong.
I headed into last night's game going, this game's going to be a dud because there's no way it could possibly equal what the other ones were.
It was totally the best one.
It was the best one.
We're going to get to it because the best games that are ever played at the end, you could talk about them forever. Mm-hmm. And for every great feeling that the Andy Reid fans had out there, Sean McDermott did not sleep a wink, and his life will never be the same because of 13 seconds.
Yeah.
But let me just start you. I'm going to just give you like a nice little montage put together by Joe Wechter of the four games and how they ended. Because you can't, as a sports fan, even hope for something this great. Listen.
The snap, the put down, the swing of the right leg.
Yeah, baby.
It's on its way.
Yeah, baby.
It is good. Yeah. Coffin nails.
Bam, bam, bam. That is unbelievable. 54 and 52 at the gun. That is unrealism right there. And the Bengals advance to the final four.
Pepper snap. There's a little high pull down by Wisnowski. Robbie Gould has it away, and it is good! Robbie Gould has kicked the 49ers to victory.
Matt Gay, with 4 seconds on the clock, will attempt a 30-yard field goal from the left hash. Hits it with the right foot. Kick on its way. It is through. It is good. Matt Gay brings it home. Los Angeles will host the NFC Championship game next Sunday at SoFi Stadium.
Mahomes looks to throw it. Pump faking right side. He wants it. A comeback cut. It is caught by Kelce. Touchdown, Kansas City. One of the greatest duos in the history of the National Football League. Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce on a push fake comeback. And the Chiefs have won this incredible divisional playoff game in overtime.
Wow. Listen, those were all, by the way, the local radio calls of those great plays.
The one guy sounded like he was in pain.
They couldn't believe it because, you know, when you're in that stage, you have so much invested emotionally in a team, and you know they're going to play the next week for the NFC Championship game or the AFC Championship game. We know what it was like because we had four of them, ended up winning no Super Bowls out of it, but it is a cool feeling when you're going to that game. Here's the thing that's unbelievable about it, though. For all that goes into that stuff, the losers, I was told this when I was at journalism school, and we were doing stuff on sports, and they went, the best story is always in the losers' locker room.
Oh, yeah.
Because the winners, like Andy Reid, Pat Mahomes, those guys, they can't believe they won that game. Josie was pointing out to me, the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
All they do is endure these kind of situations.
Wow.
The Music City Miracle.
That's Buffalo. That was seconds left in
Buffalo,
the game.
That was Buffalo, Al. In Buffalo. They blew the Music City Bur. They blew four Super Bowls in a row.
They lost the Stanley Cup on an illegal goal.
Oh, they lost the Stanley Cup on an illegal goal, and with a 3-point lead and 13 seconds remaining, they blew the game.
Yeah.
You got to understand. You got to, for a second, be Josh Allen. I'm going to start with that game because that game was the best of the four.
This is unreal.
Josh Allen now left the field with 13 seconds remaining, having led his team down for a touchdown to put them up 13 seconds ago.
Mm-hmm.
Never got back on the field, and they lost.
Yep.
13 seconds, Al, that somehow, because of the same defensive philosophy employed in this city by a man named Jonathan Gannon.
Happy Monday.
They actually, Al, the Bills allowed the Chiefs to throw the ball to their two best targets, Hill and Kelce, get right down the field and line up for a field goal. Can you explain that to me, Jonesy?
You cannot explain it. It is incredible what we witnessed last night. It's just amazing that a defense can fold up their tent like that. Right. Allen got the touchdown. Allen got the 2-point conversion. He left the game thinking he won it all.
He never got on the field.
Never touched the ball again.
We're not going to fight this yet, Al, but Al's got a problem with the overtime rule thing.
No, it was great.
If you can't hold a lead with 13 seconds to go, kick it off, you don't deserve to win.
It's true.
But here's the thing, and I was really, Al, getting great information, angst out of Jonesy. You know, Jonesy was notorious in his playing days for blowing big playoff leads.
Yeah, I blew four 3-1 leads,
which we believe may be the only player in hockey history.
Maybe, yeah.
We were tied. We didn't
any
look
history,
it up, but
baseball,
we think so.
Hockey, anything.
Anyway, so Jonesy, they're lining up to kick off. They have just taken the lead, the Bills, right?
Yeah.
Why are you kicking it through the end zone
and
giving Mahomes an extra play?
It made no sense. Unless they were so terrified of the big plays that can happen with Kansas City
playing.
Well,
then you're playing scared.
I agree. It should never have happened.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is the play that will haunt Sean McDermott for the remainder of his life. Listen.
Put this kick on the ground, burn up some time.
Yeah, you want to. I mean, honestly, you just don't want it to be a normal kickoff. You want to be just a little short and make it so you guys can make sure to tackle. Because if you, I just wouldn't want to give Mahomes. I don't necessarily agree with that.
And launches it deep.
Take 4 or 5 seconds off. Mahomes now has 2 plays.
Well, that's Al. If he had 1 play, couldn't have done it.
Couldn't
go from there to one play.
Nah. Probably not.
No. All right. Why are you giving them all 13 seconds? They got timeouts. Why are you giving them 13 seconds?
You're terrified of you don't trust your team on a return, I guess.
Well, then you don't belong in the next round.
Or you're afraid. Or you're afraid it's going to go out of bounds and they got it at the 40 like I watched the game before.
Oh, my God.
Here's one thing you got to hear. This is great. Joe dug this out. This is in a radio broadcast. Radio broadcast at Kansas City. This is the Westwood One thing. It's 13 seconds to go. I think this would have been me. This has to be one of the greatest comebacks ever, right, Al?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Listen to what they were broadcasting on Westwood One.
13 seconds to go.
Some Kansas City fans are leaving the stadium. I can't believe it.
I mean, where are you going? Nobody is going to get out of this parking lot by leaving 13 seconds earlier.
And you could miss one of the greatest comebacks if the Chiefs do it in probably playoff history as well.
I mean, there's 13 seconds left, and these two quarterbacks and these two offenses have given us everything we wanted and more tonight from this AFC division. It was the most hyped game of the weekend.
Yes.
And we had 3 terrific games before this. This one's lived up to every expectation.
And now you would be looking out, Jonesy, and seeing a really good looking older man, tall, marching for the exit.
Who's that?
That was me. That was
big
me, Jonesy.
On his way home.
Big me. You go, wow, are they remaking Frankenstein again?
I would have probably left with you, though.
You would have.
I must admit.
What are the odds? And then Al. I got to play this because he was our defensive coordinator. He's supposed to be good at defense, right? 42 points. Sean McDermott afterwards, Al, was being asked about the idea of giving Mahomes the extra play. He didn't like the question.
Did you consider kicking it short or maybe kicking it to the goal line after that final touchdown in the fourth quarter to maybe try to get them to run some clock by having to return the ball?
Yeah, we talked about that. And again, you know, I'm just going to put it on the execution at this point, and myself, Jay, I'm just going to leave it at that.
All right. So he did that. And here's the most improbable thing you'll ever heard. They've got the ball at the 25. There's 13 seconds left. There's no way you could get down the field in 13 seconds, even with timeouts. And then they did. Listen.
Three receivers to the left. Shotgun snap, Mahomes. Quick toss, Hill at the 35. Hill to the 40. Hill down at the 44. Timeout, Kansas City. 7 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Chiefs down three, 36-33. From their 44-yard line. Shotgun snap to Mahomes. Bills rush four. Mahomes throws. Kelce open inside the 40. Breaks the tackle and down at the 30-yard line. Timeout, Kansas City. 3 seconds to go. They put themselves in position to send us to overtime. Two plays, one to Hill, one to Kelce. Chance for redemption for Harrison Butker. He missed an extra point. He missed from 50 earlier. 49-yarder to keep the season alive. Good snap, good hold. The kick is on its way for Butker. It is good! We're going to overtime!
Rhea, do you follow Jonathan Gannett's Twitter? Could you just see if he endorsed that defensive strategy?
You and I just watched it again.
We just watched it again. They played off everyone.
Four guys were around him, but neither
pass to the best receivers was in any way contested, and they had eight guys back.
The play to Kelce was such a simple play. It's incredible the way Buffalo tried to defend against
Remember when Jim Schwartz would have lined up the defensive backs
right along where
the first down was? That was basically the plan, and it gave him time to get in field goal range with 13 seconds.
It's amazing.
215-592-9494. Let's start it. I got a great guy, Cindy Webster. She's a miracle worker, and she has gotten us one of the coolest things I could ever remember. She's calling it the Eagles Bundle, courtesy of Shy Vintage Sports. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven different Eagle-related items.
They have great stuff at that store.
Kelly Green Tea, a knit hat, photo history book, tote bag, stickers, a veteran stadium koozie, all in the same pack.
Nice.
Or you could get a Kelly Green Mike Quick jersey, separate prize. You can get a nostalgic candy gift box filled with Skittles, Bubble Yum, and all those other stuff. Or you could get a Dunkin' e-gift card. Four great prizes. Your judge today is Mr. Al Morganti.
Oh.
It is National Peanut Butter Day.
Oh, cool.
See this here, Al? I'm holding up what I eat. I eat one of these about every 10 days.
Right? Wow. That's a lot.
It is not a jar of peanut butter. It's a vat.
That's a lot of peanut
40
butter.
40 ounces, Al. Extra crunchy.
Yeah, he likes the crunch. That has the peanuts in it, right?
There's tons of crunchy little peanuts because they get wedged between your teeth.
Well,
it's
like
delightful.
It.
You could be 3 in the afternoon now and suddenly get a little peanut in your mouth.
Oh, jeez.
It's a nice little extra treat in your life.
Isn't that wonderful?
Anyway, here's what, Al, today. You're the judge.
Okay.
The best use, how best do you eat peanut butter?
Ah.
It is used in a wide variety of ways. Al will judge the best uses of peanut butter.
I was eating my peanut butter breakfast while you and I watched the end of the game.
We are both, you know why, Al? Because we're fueled by the protein. And that's why we have energy for all 4 hours. Maybe you should try it.
Yeah.
That's all we're saying. 215-592-9494. Jump on board a little later in this hour. I will apply to you what we watch to our Philadelphia Eagles. It is not a very positive comparison.
No.
Bob is up first. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, good morning. 1 second, guys. Hold on.
Oh, I got put on hold.
Hey, listen. I'm sorry. No, I'm getting off speaker. First of all, you stole what I was thinking. One time, I rented a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And I spent the good money on it. I had people over my house, and it lasted 91 seconds. It was Spinks against Tyson. You know, and you know, by the time you sat down with your burger, it was time to go home. But at least with wrestling, when I rented a wrestling, it said 3 hours. I got 3 hours. And that's how I felt about football this weekend.
Well, they script. Yeah, but there was one difference. They script the rest. Like, this was all real.
That's what I mean. But I sat in front of my TV. I felt just like you, Angel. I had the Barca Lounger up. It was perfect. I mean, I couldn't have been I couldn't have been happier on my honeymoon.
Bobby, let me ask you something. Because this is what I'm dealing with right now. What are you going to do after Super Bowl? I don't know what to do. I got nothing to do.
Well, that's good. There are games.
What am I going to do?
Should I take up hunting?
Could we worry about it then?
Should I start
golf? You look like
golf?
That commercial. You're talking about leaving the game while you're going to the game.
Al, it's like you have a relative that's dying.
No.
There you go.
No,
they're 3 weeks. They're a goner.
What the hell
then what?
Doing? You got two.
No, and this happens to me every year. Bob, how are you going to fill that at the table?
That's the other reason. I can't believe I'm actually agreeing with you twice. You know
why? Nothing to
do. You two are a party.
Maybe you and I should hang out, Bobby.
You know what you're doing? You're leaving the game with 13 seconds to go.
I don't like traffic.
Al, listen. This is the worst year for Philadelphia ever all season.
Oh, my
the Sixers,
God.
Sixers might win one series, right?
That's it.
Flyers aren't even worth talking about. They're baseball. You should be playing your pitchers and catchers
We're
right
talking
now.
About the football games
oh,
that
my
just
God.
No, Bob, you're right. Bob, but you are, but it's Al's probably right. It's a little premature right after those games were played. Bob, give me a good way to eat peanut butter.
Well, I'm lazy, so I'll take the lazy way out. I'll eat a Reese's peanut butter cup.
A Reese's peanut butter cup goes on the list first. Very, very
popular
item.
Possible for you to come off that weekend other than it was the most exciting thing you'd seen.
Rhea, I don't have a lot in my life.
Yeah, so why not look forward to the end of it? I mean, that's what you're doing.
Wow.
There's a football game.
The end
game.
Of what? The end season of the... or my
yes.
life?
Who knows?
All right, you know, you're no help with that. 215. Jonesy, don't you feel a sense of loss?
I do.
Right, hey,
I do.
Jonesy,
that was so great.
And you love hockey, and there's plenty of good hockey, but it's not that.
Believe it or not, there was hockey games on against this weekend. The other sports should take the weekend off.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Like, the Sixers had a game last night.
I'm going to make that my next question. I want to know how many watched the Sixers last night, a local team, and how many watched that football game. Because the NBA cannot compete with that product.
No chance.
215-592-9494. You will get out. I got Dennis, Mad Mike, and Steve. You're on right after them. Jump on board right now. WIP Sports Time 617.